Boker Tov world, happy Lag BaOmer. And today's daf in Masechet Yevamot, brought to you from Eretz HaKadesh, is daf Ein Gimel. And we can either fight with Og Melech HaBashan, or we can have some delicious cake this morning. But whichever way you want to go, or you could try Choni HaMa'agel, Aguga, sat there in the middle, Mavakish Gishamim, but it's not the right time of the year here. But there's plenty to do, and today our concerns continue with an Orel. So we've examined the dinim of Orel. Yesterday we talked about even what the halacha would be of an Orel in terms of the Parah Aduma. We've got to the Raya, that and the relationship of Tvuyom to Orel. Today we start with Bomi Nemir of Sheshes. What would be the din of an Orel Binogea Maaser Sheni? Because we've talked about the Arel Benogeh Achilas Truma. And we learned out Truma either from Pesach, that an Arel is Osir, because it's called Arel Yochobo. Or we learned out Alibed Rebbe Akiva Arel and compared Arel to Tameh from the Ish Ish. What would be the din of an Arel when it comes to Maaser Sheni? Let me explain to you what my thoughts are. I could say, that ki echad yolef pesach mi maaser li inyan animut, yolef la mi maaser mi pesach mi inyan arilut. Now, this is a bit strange. And Tosus, of course, is going to ask how this possibly makes sense. But what we thought when we read this Bepashtus is, look, it doesn't say anywhere by the Korban Pesach that you can't eat it by aninut, right? We learn out that a Pesach, Korban Pesach, cannot be eaten by aninut. We learn out a kal v'chomer from Maaser HaKal. So we say, if even Maaser Sheni, the Torah says, lo achalti bo'ani mimenu, which means that I don't have the right to eat it, chas v'shalom, in a state of aninud. So koshekein Pesach, which is much more chomer, koshekein, I won't be allowed to eat it for aninud. So I might have thought that we should do the opposite too. Let's learn out that just like a Pesach, a Korban Pesach is osir to an Arel, let's learn out that Maaser Sheni is osir to an Arel. Now, on the face of this, this is absolutely crazy. If you're learning out from a Kal v'chomer, how can you learn out the Kal from the Chamur? You can only learn out the Chamur from the Kal. So what is the Gemara possibly saying? Well, I would have thought if we go in one direction, what? We'll go in one direction, Kal v'chomer, therefore you should go the other direction? I mean, that's the opposite of the meaning of a Kal v'chomer, right? So the whole point, so therefore Tosfos says, look, it must mean that there was a suffix over here about whether perhaps the din of Pesach and Meiser were learned one from the other, not with the Kal v'chomer, but rather, remember, we raised previously the possibility of the Mimenu. The drasha might be from the common lo achalti mimenu batame, which is referring to the case of the Maaser Sheni, and lo tochlu mimenu by Korban Pesach, no, by Shamu Vushal. So maybe it is, in fact, that's what Tosfos suggests. Maybe the Gemara is suggesting that maybe there is a gzeirah shavah and that it's not based on a Kal v'chomer. So in the same way that we learned out Pesach from Maaser le'inyan aninus, we learn out Maaser from Pesach le'inyan arelut, where it says beferish kol arel lo yochabo. Or maybe, in fact, it is a Kal v'chomer. And if it's a Kal v'chomer, then obviously a Kal v'chomer can only go in one direction. So chamur mikal yolif, but kal mikhamur lo yolif. So you can only go in that direction. So Rav Sheshes said, that's a very good question, but you should be smart enough to know the answer. You know the answer already in the Mishnah to Nitua. You learned the answer to this question if you already learned the Mishnayos in Bikurim. Because remember that the opening of the second parak of Bikurim goes through the different things that we have three in Yonim. We have Truma, Bikurim, and we have Maaser Sheni. And the three Mishnayos goes through Yesh, Truma, Bikurim, Hashem, B'Maaser, Shpeim, Hashem, B'Maaser, Yesh, B'Maaser, Truma, Hashem, B'Bikurim, Yesh, B'Maaser, B'Bikurim, Hashem, B'Truma, and so on. So over there, if you recall, it says something that answers your question, because look what it says. It says, what is correct about Truma Bikurim, which is not the true of Maisa Sheni? Well, Truma Bikurim, you would be Chayav Aleihem Misa if you eat Misa, your Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim, is a Zar who eats Truma, or a Zar who eats Bikurim. And if you're a Zar and you eat them, you're Mechuyev to pay an additional Chomesh when you pay them back, the Chomesh. And Bichlal, they are Asurim to anyone who is not a Kohen. And therefore, when we come, this is rather obvious, if you're going to be Chayev Misa, and obviously it's Asurim the Zarim, but we want to bring out the implications of how it's the opposite when it comes to Maaser Sheni. And not only that, but they actually belong to the Kohen. So it becomes his personal money. He wants to use it to marry a woman, whatever he wants to use it for. He wants to buy Chas V'Shalom. He wants to buy Chazir with it. Buy Chazir with it. There's no limitations on its use. V'olim be'achad u'me'ah. And when they get, now this is a kula. But again, I don't care whether there's kula or chumra. In other words, I'm just trying to show what things are different about and common denominator to truma and bikurim, which are definitely not the case by Meiser. Some are lachumra, some are lakula. This particular one is lakula, that you can use it for whatever it is that you want. Whereas, as we know, you're only allowed to be motzi Meiser Sheni for, as the Torah says, for divrei achila and so on and so forth, right? So take them up to Yerushalayim or whatever. So they're oilim be'echad b'me'ah. Now, if they get mixed up together with chulin, then you need, instead of a bittel of shishim, you need 100 to 1. Now, we learn out from, I think, the same amount that you would be taking off trumas maaser becomes that which asers in a tarovet, because that's basically what tevel is. And not only that, but before you eat, you must wash your hands. This is not referring to eating bread. This is referring to, and this is even true in touching, because remember, stam yadayim is tameh when it comes to truma and bikurim, which is called truma. So the trumat yedichem, which is, we darshan as truma, we're going to go in, is bikurim, we're going to darshan all of this on the continuation of the sugya, how we know each one of these things. But the bottom line is that they require you to wash your hands because of the gzer of stam yadayim, which is not true by ma'aser sheni. And if someone is tummy and he goes to the mikveh, he can't eat his truma or bikurim right after coming out of the mikveh. He must wait for Ha'ariv Shemesh. That's the whole opening of the second brachot. So these things are only true of truma and bikurim, and they are not true of ma'aser sheni. Fine. Now, here is my proof in terms of your answer. I feel you should have known that's yourself. That's Tini too. I mean, you already know it. Im ita, if it would be true that Meiser Sheni is not learned out of Pesach, and an Orel would be mutter to eat the Meiser Sheni, which is what you were considering, so then it should have listed that. It should have said that there's another very important difference, that an RL is usher in truma and bikurim, mashenken b'maaser. I mean, it lists all these other cases. So why would it left out the difference between maaser sheni on one hand and truma and bikurim on the other hand, if it had a nice, delicious additional thing to list, right? So it must be that RL is in fact the same, and that the same way that an RL is usher for truma and bikurim, the RL is usher for maaser sheni. Okay, I mean, Rav Sheshes, look, you're right that it is another thing, but the Tana is not coming to list every single thing. Tana Vishir, the Tana left out a couple of things, maybe. You know, I mean, who's to say that this is everything? Is that meant to be exhaustive? You can't say Tana Vishir unless you can show me that there are things left out. It's absurd to say it's not exhaustive and it leaves out one thing. That's crazy. So you list me 99 things, but yeah, you know, I don't want to tell you everything, you know. You got one thing. So we always ask, that's a ma shi'er, da ha shi'er. Well, what else did you leave out that you left this out? If you could show me that indeed, ton of a shi'er, fine. Show me something else that was left out. Well, I'll prove to you it's true, maybe not in this Mishnah, but remember, the, as I explained, the three Mishnayos are basically one Mishnah. Each one coming to explain what is within two is against the other one, right? Okay, so in the first, you're right, in this Mishnah, but take a look at the end, the next Mishnah, okay? There it says that there are things that are true about Maaser and Bikurim that are not true of Truma. Okay, now here I'm going to show you that it doesn't list all of the things. What are those things? Well, Maaser and Bikurim have to be brought to Yerushalayim. Truma obviously does not have to be brought to Yerushalayim. It's called Kodesh HaGvul. So Tunim Hava'at Makom. That's number one. Another fascinating thing that's in common, and this is an unbelievable way of looking at the sugya. This Gemara opens up your mind to an understanding of Kitavot. And what else is true is that Maaser and Bikurim both require vidui. Now, we know about vidui Maaser, right? But you never heard about vidui Bikurim, did you? Aha! So the point is that the Gemara is understanding Mikra Bikurim, which of course is the immediate parsha before Vidui Maaser, right? Higarati Ayom Kipati Ela Aretz Arami Oved Avi, and so on. You never realize that that's Begeder Vidui also, because what you're saying is now the acknowledgement of what the situation is that allowed you to do this mitzvah properly, right? So when it moves on into Vidui Maaser, that's not something else. That's basically a continuation of the concept of vidui, a whole new way of looking at it. Fine. So, you know, this is the question of whether you're allowed to slice vegetables at the time that you're hearing a daf. Because since there's a chashash that you would get so involved in the glory of the Gemara that you may not realize that you're literally cutting through your fingers. I mean, this is what happened to all of those women that were looking at Yosef. They all cut their fingers. Certainly the daf of the Gemara is more exciting than just looking at Yosef, right? Okay, but nonetheless, there you go. So I don't know. I would be very careful, Gabi. I would be very careful. Cut it. May keep those fingers away. Fine. So it says over there other things. Not only do they require the idea of Avas Mokam, and vidui, and they're osur la'onein. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, wait a minute, don't jump to conclusions that they're osur la'onein. I don't believe that their bikurim is osur la'onein, but we'll talk about that later. Back to the bright, to the Mishnah. V'chayavim bebi'ur. They also both have to be gotten out of the house. Now, obviously not in the same way that we say they have to be gotten out of the house, but the idea over here is that Bikurim has to be gotten rid of right away. After it is that the Bikurim are brought, you have to eat that. Okay, it's a question whether it means that, you know, again, in the fourth year, in the seventh year, or whether it's exactly the same halacha, fine. But whatever it is, it needs to be taken out of the house. Now, when it says Truma has to be taken out of the house, that's not really true. It means it has to be taken out of your house, but it has to be given to the Kohen. Cohen's allowed to keep it in his house whenever he wants. There's no din of biur in that sense. When it comes to bikurim, there's a din of biur, that the Cohen himself is mechuyev to use up the bikurim. Okay, but anyway, so now here's my proof. How come it doesn't say, when it's listing all of, supposedly an exhaustive list of all of the differences of things that are true about Maaser Sheni Bikurim, but they're not true of Truma, why does it leave out the din of Osir Lava'er Mehem B'Tum'ah? Now, what's the din about Truma? Well, as we know, there's a whole concept of when Truma is Tameh, then that's called Shemen Sreifa. You're allowed to utilize Truma for yourself if it's Tameh, if this is a usage where there's no Achila, and therefore there's no Isser in using it for yourself. Basha Ein Kain, when it comes to Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, you have no heter whatsoever to use it for your own purposes in a matzav of Tuma when they themselves are Tame. Furthermore, there's another thing, and that is that if you eat Maaser Sheni or Bikurim when they are Tame, not when you are Tame, when they are Tame, you are going to be Chayav Malkus. There's an Isser in the Torah. And that's not true of Truma. In Truma, if the Truma itself is Tameh, There is no malchus. We're going to see that there is an iser, but it's an iser aseh, or lava b'michlal aseh. It doesn't say that. Now, that would be a very nice addition, don't you think, to the Mishnah? So you see from here that the Mishnah, that set of Mishnah, is all, basically all one big Mishnah, is Tana Vashir. The Tana is not coming to provide an exhaustive list, even to Baruch Avram, who is exhausted, but he doesn't get an exhaustive list this morning. So it must be, therefore, that Tana Vashir. What else can you say? I'm a Tana Vashir. That's why I say you can't bring a raya from here. But by the way, I'm just curious. This machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama about whether Maaser Sheni and Bikurim are both osur to onen. Masha Ein Kein, Rabbi Shimon is matir Bikurim to an onen. What is that actually based on? Where do we know this halacha that there's a din of aninus by Bikurim? I don't recall seeing it anywhere. I mean, I know it says lo achalti bo nimi menu when it comes to Maaser. Where does it say anything about Bikurim? This is such a, Gabi, I'd advise you to stop slicing right now. This is such a beautiful drasha. So listen to this. Lo tuchal lechol b'sha'arecha ma'asar degancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha v'trumat yadecha. So first we start just with the simple fact that we have this hekesh, because since it's comparing all of these things, so that means that if Trumat Yadecha is defined as Bikurim, then it means that Bikurim and Maaser are here put together as a hekesh. In which case, if Maaser is Osur La'onin, so too is Bikurim Osur La'onin. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, by the very virtue of the fact that you're calling Bikurim Truma, you're telling me that they are not Asur La'onin. Because Truma is Mutur La'onin. How do we know that? Because it says, Kol Zar lo yochol kodesh, Zarut amarti lecha v'lo aninut. So then that would mean that by definition, the Bikurim is Mutur La'onin. And the Chayovim Bebiur, hold on, we're getting to the really unbelievable part here in a moment. Also, Maaser Sheni Bikurim are both Chayev and Biur, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, they're not. There's no din of Bikurim needing biur, that's because mar makish. So we see that's a continuation. So the Tanakama compares Bikurim to Maaser Sheni across the board, and that was the whole point. The Rabbi Shimon says, no, you see that dafka, you're making them different because you're calling them truma. Now, this is like amazing. Asur levaer mehem betuma. The next machlokas that we have between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon is like this. According to the Tanakama, we said that it's asur to burn them in a state of tuma, and if you eat them while they are tame, then there's malchus. So where do we get this from, first of all? The Tanya. Okay, it says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo biarti mimenu batame, bitame, ben shani tame vuhuta. What's this lotion of bitame? What do you mean bitame? What's bitame? Bitame means in the state of tuma. Now, I'm not saying the state of tuma could apply to the thing, the state of tuma could apply to me. So either way, I'm including this in my vidui, and I'm telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ben shani tameh v'hu tahor, ben shani tahor v'hu tameh, I did not do that. Now, where does it say you're not supposed to do it, says Rabbi Shimon? It just says I didn't do it. Well, obviously, if you're saying I didn't do it, you must know you're not supposed to do it. But where does it say you're not supposed to do it? So Hecha Muzhar al Achilato, where does it say that? I don't know. Now, this is just an introduction how I do know, right? You would think I don't know, but I'm going to show you I do know. But wait, says the Gemara, before we even get there, what do you mean you don't know? You never read the Bible? I mean, isn't it a fair pasuk? You don't know? Tumat haguf? I mean, if in a state of tum, it says, nefesh asher tigabo v'tameh ad ha'orav lo yochal min ha'kodashim kimrachat b'saro b'mayim, it's a fair shalav diraita. What are you telling me? You don't know. You cannot eat from the Kodashim. Which Kodashim is it talking about over here? Kodashim that are allowed to be eaten if he was Rochatz B'Saro B'Mayim. Tell me, what Kodashim can you eat if you were Rochatz B'Saro B'Mayim, huh? Can you eat Karbonas? Of course not. You need Erev Shemesh. Can you eat Truma? No. Uboa Shemesh V'Taher. So what can you eat? Maaser. Okay, so we're talking about Maaser. So then it means do not dare eat any of that miser until you become tahor, right? So what are you telling me? You don't know, Rabbi Shimon? You don't know Pharisee Pasek? No, come on, I don't know the part about Tumas Atzman. Of course I know if you are Tame, but where does it say that if the miser Sheni is Tame, that you're not allowed to eat it? Now listen to this. Ha! This is beautiful. Talmud Omar. Okay, let's get back to that pasuk that we had before. Lo tuchal lecho b'sharecha, ma'asar degancha. Forget about the rest of the business of hekesh and so on and so forth. Right. You cannot eat b'sharecha. Okay. Now, the lashon of b'sharecha appears in a very fascinating place, which is a b'chor or other kachim, we learn out, that gets a mum, and you go ahead and you're poda it. So what does it say over there? B'sharecha tochlenu, hatamei v'hatahor yachdav, katzvi v'chayal. Very familiar pasuk. Once you're paid a kachim that were bali mumim, so then you can eat in the same place. A person who's tamei, a person who's tar, which means that if the person who is tamei touches the meat of the b'chor or the cup of banea, if it was Tordui, let's say it was Shemin of Menachas and so on. And this is show and tell here, but can you just tip it so we can see the Shemin inside? So the din over there is, we don't care. The Pasuk says, Farish, go right ahead and eat Hatamei V'Tahor. Now that is talking about Hatamei V'Tahor means that the meat of the Bechor can be eaten by the Tahor because the guy who was Tamei is eating in the same plate and he touched it. Now, that means Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Afil Tamei V'Tahor, Ochlin Al Shulchan Echad, Bekara Echad, Veinam Choshishit. So even though the meat is Tumas Aguf, we don't care. So now, listen to this. So when it says, Lo Tuchal Echol B'Sha'orecha, Ma'asar D'Gancha, it's saying in the Pasuk, you remember I told you, B'Sha'orecha Tochlenu, HaTamei V'Tahor Yachtav, that B'Sha'orecha? Well, that b'sharecha that I told you there about the b'chor, I am telling you, do not do the same thing over here. Lo tuchal echo b'sharecha. So the b'sharecha that it was matter to you to have atamei v'tahor yachdav, which was telling you that it's okay to have tumat haguf, tumat habasar, tumat atzmo by the b'chor, I'm telling you, don't you think about it when it comes to ma'aser. With Meiser, you absolutely cannot do that. Beautiful. Sahu, the Amr l'chahasam, b'sharecha tochlenu, the very b'sharecha over there that you couldn't do, hocha lo tuchal, you cannot do that over here. That is the lotase that tells me that Meiser Sheni and the truma over here is usher, the truma is usher, and my Sushenia that became Tommy Tumas Haguf. Now, when it comes to Truma, however, we said over there, going back to the previous thing, so we said over there that you're allowed to use it to put into your oven. You can take Shemen, like Barnea was holding, put it into your oven and use it to heat and make your coffee with, which Barnea was also showing us. And this is okay. How do I know that? So how do we understand that? Because, says Rabbi Yabohom, Rabbi Yochanan, look, it says, lo bi'arti mimenu. What is that mimenu talking about? Mimenu is referring to the case of the Meiser Sheni. And it says, lo bi'arti mimenu betame, which implies, that's my only problem. Being careful about Meiser Sheni. But when it comes to Truma, no problem. So mimenu yata mavir. Avalata mavir shemet shal truma shenitma. You can burn for your own use something that you're not allowed to eat. Shemen truma, that's tummy. It's not a problem. Says the Gemara, but I mean, that's crazy. Isn't it a kal v'chomer? I mean, if even meiser, which is certainly less chomer, the Torah says that lo bi'arti mimenu betame, you have to be able to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't do that. And because otherwise you wouldn't be able to be saying the Vidai Meiser. So when you're talking about over here, something that is more chamur, you're talking about Kadesh, which is chamur, lo kosher ken. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute, you're trying to bring me a raya. I skipped a piece. I jumped ahead a little bit. So Amar Rabbi Abu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Fine, we brought a raya lo achal to mimenu. Mashenke b'truma. Okay, says the Gemara, how do you know that when it's saying mimenu, it means from it and not from truma? Maybe it means from it, but not a problem of shemen, of kodesh. Why are you saying, excuse me, why are you saying that it means shemen of truma? Maybe it means shemen tameh of kodesh. And that you're allowed to use. Says the Gemara, that's crazy. Isn't it a kav v'chomer? If meiser a kav, you're supposed to say, well, b'yad to be minim b'kodesh. Actual kodesh? Well, kol shekein. Well, wait a minute. You could say that same argument about truma, couldn't you? I mean, if you got a problem, so then the same problem exists by truma if I'm allowed. If I'm not allowed to eat even... I'm really sorry. If I'm not allowed to burn for my own usage, the idea of a meiser shemen, so kol shekein, I should not be allowed to burn a truma shemen. I mean, that's what you're saying is the problem of kol shekein. I'm not allowed to burn a kodesh shemen. Same thing is true about truma shemen. So you've got the same argument from the truma. Of course, I know that, silly, but it says mimenu, remember? And we learned from mimenu, you can't burn from it. You can't argue with the mimenu, which is coming to exclude falling asleep in the middle of the Beit HaKnesset. I'm sorry, which is coming to which is coming to exclude this din. Don't they have a shtender where you can stand up so at least if you fall asleep, you end up falling flat on your face and that keeps you up? Richie learned that trick a long time ago, which is why he doesn't show his face. You see, it's too bloody. So anyway, there we go. So how do you know? My question is not, I know that it says mimenu, but I don't know whether the mimenu should be coming to tell me you can burn truma for your own use if it's tameh. Maybe the mimenu is coming to tell me you can burn shemen of kodesh, like shemen for a mincha if it's tameh. That's what I'm saying. I understand one of them you're going to be saying you're allowed to. But why do you feel that it's more likely to say that the one of them that we're referring to is truma? Maybe the one of them that we're referring to is shemen of kodesh, possibly. Umara ita, says the Gemara. I mean, isn't that obvious? It makes much more sense that I should allow shemen kodesh to be osur. I'm not going to be memayet it, because remember those pink oxes that you saw all over the place walking through the sugya, we had them before. So you have to remember pink ox. And a pink ox is what we always use to show the chumrah of kodesh over truma, because a pink ox is actually an acronym. Boy, even NASA couldn't come up with that one, huh? So a pink ox stands for pigel, nosar. It's as a shame of korban. You're chayav me'ila on kodesh, not a truma. It's a chayav of kores on misusing the kodesh. And it's osur, which is the ox, the sissis is the osur. That's a little bit pushy, but what can you do? It's kores for Achila, and it's osur to an onen. So there, all of those things are much more chomor than kodesh than we saw by truma. True, that's true. But remember, truma has got its own list of chumras, which actually has a heksher of Rav Machpus. Shekein Machpus. What's the Machpus? Well, it stands for Misa. There's a chiyav of Misa b'day Shamayim. There's a chiyav of Chomesh on the Achila Vizar. And there's no pidyon. You could be poda the kodesh, but you can't be poda truma ever. So therefore, ain't no pidyon. And what's more, it's asura lezarim. It's always going to be asura lezarim. Mashenken kachim kalim is not asura lezarim. So maybe it makes more sense to say, let's be machmir when it comes to tuma, on tumas atzmam. When it comes to truma, more on machpuses than we are on pink oxes. Says the Gemara, okay, but there's more letters in the acronym of a pink ox than there are in the acronym of a machpos. And therefore, if you add them up, we've got more chumras in that direction. So therefore, makes sense that we're talking about being anachlofishin. We look at where we've got the most chumras. So it makes more sense to say it's usur to utilize shemen, and it's mutter to utilize the truma shemen. Well, you know what? I could say, forget about it. I'm not adding. Okay, we have this. So if they were trying to figure out, instead of just adding things up, because that doesn't take into consideration the relative value or the relative chomer of a particular chumra. So maybe what I can tell you is very simple. You're calling a misa of a machpus, you're calling that more important than the chorus of a pinkox? A chorus is always so much more chomer that that's always going to outweigh the other things. And therefore, Kareh Shadifa, that's much more chomer. And that shows the very fact that there's an iser of Kareh on Kachim for a Tomei who eats Kachim. But there's no iser of Kareh for a Tomei who eats Truma. So obviously, we're going to be much more machmer when it comes to Kachim than we will on Truma. Now, it says here that Ochlam Betumat Atzman Loke, Masha Enkein Betruma. So if the Meiser, Sheni, and Bikurim themselves are Tomei, then it says that you're Chayiv Malkus. But it says, but if you eat Truma when the Truma is Tomei, you're not Chayiv Malkus. Now, that does imply that even though you're not Chayiv Malkus, it doesn't say it's Mutter. It says you don't get Malkus, which implies that there's an Isser, but it's not an Isser Lav. What is that Isser that's not an Isser Lav? Minolan. Because back to the Bechor. In the case of the Bechor, it says, B'sha'arecha tochlenu hatameva hatohor yachta, right? But sha'arecha tochlenu also has another meaning. Tochlenu, remember that we're really into the pronouns that are the objects of the prepositions we've been looking at, and the mimenus we darshan, the bows we darshan. We're really into that a couple of days ago. Take a look at the tochlenu, which again is a very restrictive pronoun, it. Okay, what's the it? It and not something else. So it's telling me that when it comes to achila of kachim, which became bale mumin and which were padway, and over there were not makbit on the tuma. So there it says you can eat it, but you can only eat it, but not something else. What's the something else? That is saying you can eat Bechor that was Padui, which is Tomei, but you cannot eat Truma, which is Alava Bamechlala Say. Eat this, which implies but not that. And Alava Bamechlala Say obviously does not Chayev Malkus because there's no Lav. Really, Alava Bamechlala Say is only an Asay, but it does tell me that it's for sure Usur. Omer Vashi, you know, you went to so much trouble to show me. Back at the beginning of the daf, okay, you said Tana Vashir, and I asked you, prove to me that there's another thing that was left out. So you went to an entirely different Mishnah. I mean, obviously it's part of the same set of Mishnahs. You didn't have to go to anywhere else. You could have showed me that things were left out right in our own discussion. I'm really surprised at you because you could have told me right there from the Reisha. Reisha Nami Shamat Mina the Tana Vashir. We know from the first Mishnah where we were talking about, since it doesn't say that Truma and Bikurim, we were trying to say Truma and Bikurim have things that you don't find by Meiser. Now, note that it left out something very important. It should have said, and furthermore, Truma and Bikurim are chiyuvim throughout the entire Shemitah. There's no particular years that you don't have a mitzvah of Truma or Bikurim, right? But when it comes to Meiser, absolutely. The third year, no Meiser Sheni. The sixth year, no Meiser Sheni. Isn't that an obvious chumrah of Truma and Bikurim over Meiser? We're not even looking for chumrah. I mean, it's different. Isn't that an obvious difference? You didn't say that. Masha ain't came by Meiser. So obviously, it's not an exhaustive list. That's the point. You don't have to go looking elsewhere to prove your point that it's not an exhaustive list. Shma Amina, indeed, that it is Tana Vashir. So we're still left without the proof from Reb Sheshes. What is the din about an Orel eating Meiser Sheni? We have the question that we raised, and we haven't gotten to a resolution. Okay, says the Gemara, I will bring you a proof. Tashma, nishtayrubo tzitzina me'akvin et hamila. So we were talking before the various dinim of an Orel, even if he had a brit milah, but there were still tzitzin, little shreds of skin that were left that are ma'akiv the milah. So it says over there, areze eno ochel. Lo betruma, velo bepesach, velo bekachim, velo bemeiser. See? So here it says beferish that an Orel, even a tiny little Orel with a half a millimeter of a little bit of Orla left, is not allowed to eat meiser. What do you think meiser means? I mean, I'm sure meiser means what we're talking about, you know, meiser dagan, right? So maaser dagan cannot be eaten by an Orel. That's your answer. No, says the Gemara. Who says? Maybe when it says maaser over here, it means maaser behema. And maaser behema is a carbon. So there, of course, an Orel cannot eat it because it's a carbon. But you can't prove from here that an Orel can't eat maaser sheni, can you? Says the Gemara, what are you talking about, maaser behema? It said over here the Orel can't eat bekachim. So why does it have to specify a meiser behema kachim? I mean, it doesn't go through every type of kachim, does it? So obviously the meiser is not just another example of kachim. It must be referring to meiser dagan. Meiser behema, hainu kachim. Excuse me? Well, I mean, it's according to you. Why does it say an Orel can't eat from a Pesach? A Pesach is kachim. So, so fine, milot not Pesach. Even though katani kachim. So that's not an objection. I mean, if we have a specific thing that we want to bring out, so we bring it out, even though it may be included in a broader description. No, that's ridiculous. Pesach and Kachim, it makes very good sense to mention both of them. I'll tell you why. Because Bishlam and Pesach and Kachim, let's imagine, what do you want to do? You want to just tell me the din of Pesach? And then I'll figure out if an Orel can eat Pesach, he can't eat Kachim. Absolutely, that's not true. Where does it say Kol Orel lo yochal bo? The Pesach. So maybe it means only a Pesach, not by Kachim. I can't just write Kachim. So maybe other Kachim, where it doesn't say Beferish, that there's an Isser for an Orel. Maybe there is no Isser, Emelo. And on the other hand, let's say the Brisa would have said Kachim. So then I would have said, yeah, it says kachim. It means there are kachim that an Orel can't eat from, meaning a Pesach. Because it says, oh, I remember that pasuk, kol Orel lo yochal bo. I learned that in grammar school. So obviously that's what it's referring to. Kachim means a carbon Pesach. Therefore, the Braita has to bring out very clearly, no. Kachim lechud, Pesach lechud, meaning all kachim, and we derive them all from Pesach. But what the heck would be the point of mentioning maaser behema lechud? Maaser behema lamali. So therefore, maaser must refer to maaser sheni, which proves conclusively that an Orel cannot eat maaser sheni. No, it doesn't. Because it could mean something else. It could mean maaser rishon. Maaser rishon? But why would maaser, where do we ever find maaser rishon has restrictions? Well, if you hold like Rabbi Meir, it does. And if we're going like Rabbi Meir, remember, Rabbi Meir holds that Maaser Rishon is considered to be Kodesh. He holds it's usher even for a non-Levi to eat Maaser Rishon. So according to him, that's what it's referring to. It's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. The Omer Maaser Rishon Asur Lezarim. And since it's Asur Lezarim, that means it has Kedusha. So according to him, maybe Einach Inami, the level of Kedusha of Maaser Rishon, makes it usher to Arelim, the same way that it's usher to the Zarim. Mashenke, Maaser Sheni, doesn't have Kedusha Zaguf, it's mutter for anybody to eat it. And therefore, in this case, maybe it's mutter la'orel. So how can you bring a raya from just, I understand it doesn't mean Maaser Behema, fine, but it could mean a different Maaser than Maaser Sheni. And the only question you were asking was, what's the din of Maaser Sheni? We don't get claw into the issue of Arielis from Isa Rishon. I mean, unless you're talking about Rabbi Meir. All right, all right. But I can bring you a raya, different raya. Toshma. Here's my raya that an oral is asur in Maaser Sheni. Midatani Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbi Difti. Arel asur b'shtei maasrot. Oh, now you're going to really have a tough time. If the oral is asur in two maasrot. Okay, there you go. My love, what we're talking about is that these two maasrot means the two types of maasrot, whether you're talking about maaser dagon or you're talking about maaser behema. No, no. It means not maaser dagon. It means echad maaser rishon echad maaser behema. Because it could also be going Ali ben Rabbi Meir. So you still do not have any clear-cut statement about the din of an oral when it comes to Maaser Sheni. Okay, let me try again. Tashma, let me bring you a raya from here. This is also a brisa. It says, Onein asur b'maser, umutar b'truma ubipara. Okay, so far so good. Even though we had a din, an onein is also in kachim, but when it comes to the Paraduma doesn't have the Kedusha Saguf of Kachim Mizbeach. It's only Kachim Erekabayit. And the Tfuyom, since the Tfuyom is kosher for the Paraduma, so an Onen should also be kosher. That's how Rashi talks about it. It's a little machlokas Rashi talks this over here, but it's a side point. So this Onen is Mutter Betruma Bupara. A Tfuyom is Osir Betruma, but is Mutter Beparo B'Maaser. We had by Maaser, remember, the of the Rachatz Besoro. Rachatz Besoro is sufficient. It doesn't require Arif Shemesh, who is a Tvuyom. And then we had Vihizah HaTahor Alatame, which was a proof that the same thing is true when it comes to doing the work on the Parah Aduma. Someone who is a Mechusar Kippurim, on the other hand, is Osir to do the Avodah of the Parah, I shouldn't say Avodah, but is also to be involved in the Parah Duma, because the Torah calls the Parah Duma Chatas. So gives it some of the forms of Chatas, but the Mechusar Kippurim is obviously Mutter B'Truma B'Maaser, because he's already past the stages of Rochatz B'Soro, and he's past the stage of Harif Shemesh. Now, if you're trying to tell me that an Oral is Mutter in Maaser Sheni, then it should have said an oral is usher betruma, but is mutter for Parah and Maaser, because we're trying to show the interrelationship of those three dinim. We said before beferish that an oral is okay to do the hazoy of the mechatas, remember. So if it would also be true that an oral is allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, so then we have another thing that should have been listed over here, that an oral would have been mutter for Parah and Maaser, even though it's usher betruma. Says Gemara, yeah, but this could be going like Rabbi Akiva. Remember that according to Rabbi Akiva, where do we know the din of oral? Ish mizera aron vuhutame. So then that means that the connection of oral and the additional ish is to tuma. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that we're being marba and oral kitamei. So then, if that's the case, he would hold that, of course, an oral cannot do the Parah Aduma, because he's saying that it's mamish the same as Tuma, which, I mean, the Marshal points out, the same thing would be true, that Rabbi Akiva would be also assering an oral for Maaser Sheni, if he's tamei. Okay, fine. That's true. But we're not asking our Rebbe to Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ish is Rabot et Ha'arel. Okay, tomorrow we will look into the questions of the Machlokas with Rabbi Akiva, which gets to be a little bit complicated again in the Libudim, so we can leave this and give you more time to get yourselves a haircut, or we'll give a chance for Gavi to shave and to get all prepared for the fun on Lag BaOmer. And we don't know anything about the Rebbe, because again, the Gabbai is becoming less successful by the day in getting that Rebbe to show his face. So I don't know. Maybe Lag BaOmer will signal exchange. Zoom is trying to bring you together. It's clicking one more click and we get you together. Then you'll be able to knock the Rebbe over the head. Nope. That's it. It's over. All right. Have a wonderful Lag BaOmer, everyone. Thank you so much. And I hope we'll see you, Bezrat Hashem. I think Barnea is giving a shir on Lag BaOmer later today.
Yes, and in Shiloh. But I do want to say that Lag BaOmer changed my life twice. Once when we arranged for Reb Nachum Lansky to give a shir, and we had never heard anything like that. And once when I gave a tour, which ended up, and Liz Lee from Alfreda, Georgia said, Rabbi, what is this book, the Mishnah? What is its relevance for our time? And why haven't I heard about it in my temple? And that started Foundation Stone.
Wonderful. Okay, good. So you'll be telling us over Reb Nachum's shir?
Yeah, it was about Sa'ar. It's we had never heard connections like that. Whether we had never heard Ace at the keyboard.
Will you tell us over the shir?
I remember the part about Sa'ar and Sa'ara, but I don't remember anything else. But it was the impact of the shir that lasted. Never heard Torah said that way.
This was back when you were in Eretz Yisrael?
Yes, back in Eretz Yisrael. Wow. And then later, after Pesach, I went for 2.5 months to his shir. And then he said, again, you should go to Karen.
Ah, so Reb Nachum is the one who's to blame for all of this.
Well, it's also because I came in my hat and jacket to poolside as a counselor of 9-year-olds and met Reb Shalom Tendler there. His father said you were one of two people in Yeshiva for whom it would be a serious error not to go in order to be a Talmud with Reb Shalom Tendler. I found out the other one was David Rittenberg, right? And then I met him, and that was it. It was like, okay, that's it.
Some things are irresistible forces. All right. Have a wonderful day. It's nice to reconstruct all of the miracles of the past that have brought us to where we are. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful Lag BaOmer. I will miss you until this afternoon. Sometime we should get together, right? Okay. So we'll be in touch, Bezrat Hashem. Until then, I'm going to have to go through withdrawal. I'll try my best. Thank you.